And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, Meta's oversight board in the news again. They've ruled that using biological pronouns for transgender individuals does not violate Facebook's hate speech policies, which is a rare victory for reality in the digital world. A 25-year-old Army intelligence officer will spend the next 7 years behind bars after selling $42,000 worth of critical military secrets to China. Corbin Schultz pled guilty to providing everything from helicopter technical manuals to intelligence on American military satellites to an individual in Hong Kong with ties to the Chinese government. 7 years seems awfully light for someone willing to sell out his country, don't you think? President Trump has unleashed a blistering assessment of Harvard University, calling the Ivy League institution anti-Semitic, far-left, and a threat to democracy. Harvard's new president rejected Trump's demands for oversight, arguing no government should dictate what private universities can teach. Well, if you're taking federal money, I don't think that is actually accurate. Lawlessness comes in many forms, but in Washington state, it's now wearing the mask of equity. Governor Bob Ferguson signed legislation giving preferential treatment for forgivable housing loans based explicitly on race, targeting Black, Indigenous, and people of color. Senator Mike Lee called the bill a clear violation of the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause, writing, quote, "It's not even a close question. This is lawlessness." Meanwhile, the state somehow found time to become the first in the nation to recognize Islamic holidays as state holidays, and Attorney General Pam Bondi is cleaning house at the Justice Department, cutting funding to over 360 leftist programs studying things like toxic masculinity and systemic racism. One particularly egregious example, $2 million for a feminist, culturally specific nonprofit addressing structural racism and toxic masculinities. A spokesman for the Justice Department assured Americans that legitimate victim services will not be affected, saying, "We will always protect victims of crime and legitimate law enforcement initiatives, but we will no longer spend millions on listening sessions and bridging socio-ecological contexts." Yeah, when the government speaks in gibberish, you can surely bet they're hiding wasteful spending somewhere. Well, medical schools nationwide are replacing medical merit with political ideology, according to a new watchdog report by Speech First. It was a comprehensive study that found 99% of top medical schools now mandate commitments to racial justice ideology, while 30% require weight inclusivity. Instructing future doctors to avoid fat phobia despite overwhelming evidence linking obesity to health risks. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.